Welcome along to our series celebrating the music of one of our songwriting greats. We've now reached 1997 in the story. Welcome to Elton John in a Lifetime.
There was a time I was everything and nothing all in one. When you found me, I was feeling like a cloud across the sun. Second of the day, but in the moonlight, you just shine like a beacon on the bay. And I can't explain, but there's something from my heart. In all honesty, I'm speechless and I don't know where to start. And I can't explain, but it's something about the way you look tonight.
From Elton's 1997 album, The Big Picture. In the second half of the 1990s, Elton was now writing musicals with the lyricist Tim Rice. And unsurprisingly, given those two creative ingredients, the results were embraced by the public unanimously. Sales of The Lion King at the last count were roughly at around a staggering 18 million sales, more than any of Elton's studio albums. And some might say that writing for The Lion King or Aida was an odd departure, given Elton's incredible range of solo albums. But it's vital for us to remind ourselves that Elton's almost unparalleled ability to compose a melody to someone else's lyrics is what marks him apart from pretty much all of his contemporaries, whether it was for Bernie or Tim Rice. The role that Elton was fulfilling was no different to what Burt Bacharach had done for Hal David, or what George Gershwin had done for Ira, or what Jerome Kern had done for the various lyricists he worked with. But what marks Elton apart from every single one of these iconic songwriters was, of course, that he was able to perform his own songs.
And can you feel the love tonight? Tonight. I was led to rest.
In the mid-90s, there would be another collection of hits released, this time focusing on the ballads, two of which were the massive hits from his musicals. He also scored a couple of movies, and in 2000 would release a live album of his greatest hits, which featured some guest artists joining him on stage, one of whom was the brilliant Mary J. Blige.
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's for forever. Between you and me, I can honestly say that things will only get better. And while I'm away, dust out the deepest inside, and it won't be long before you and me run to a place in our heart.
Like
Elton joined by Mary J. Blige. Now, I arrive at a challenge in this hugely enjoyable task of writing this series. I had similar challenges with our shows celebrating the catalogues of Dusty Springfield and Aretha Franklin. That challenge being that, well, we arrive at points in the story where it just seems silly not to include certain songs because of supposed time constraints. So given that this is not the BBC or a commercial station wanting me to give way to traffic reports, news bulletins or some other guff, I'm going to feature as much of Elton's 2001 album as I can because the songs on Songs from the West Coast are absolutely superb. So if it's all right with you, let's just forget about the time and just enjoy a master at work. Here's the opener, which, like so much on this album, is Bernie and Elton at their classic country storytelling best.
We bet on our lives and we bet on the horses in that upstairs apartment on Orlando and 4th. And the rent was due and the rent man was knocking like a Chinese proverb. We were always searching. Nightlife's a knowing, but nobody noticed how we killed out the bottles looking good on the surface. The dog days bark and the house cat got old. We were Bonnie and Clyde in the emperor's new clothes. And the tears never came, they just stayed in our eyes. We refused to admit that we wore this disguise. Every inch of us growing like Pinocchio's nose as we walked around in the emperor's new clothes. By our wits and by the seat of our pants, in the state of illusion, in the nation of chance. And the repo was hauling the wreck we've been driving as the dashboard Madonna smiled back at us kindly. We cheated the system, never bad in an eyelid, seeing only the good through the holes in our shoes. And our halos were rusty, but we wore them proudly. We were two little gods in the emperor's new clothes. And the tears never came, they just stayed in our eyes. We refused to admit that we wore this disguise. Every inch of us growing like Pinocchio's nose as we walked around in the emperor's new clothes. Clothes. And the tears never came, they just stayed in our eyes. We refused to admit that we wore this disguise. Every inch of us growing like Pinocchio's nose as we walked around in the emperor's new clothes. Yeah.
Elton has said that part of his inspiration for his approach to this album came after he had heard Ryan Adams' album Heartbreaker. And here's the strange thing about that. Around this time in 2001, I received a call to go and play saxophone for Ryan Adams on some live shows and a TV show. I've been lucky enough to work with all kinds of singers, but what I really loved about Ryan's music and his approach to the songs was that it felt the closest I'd got musically to working with someone like Elton or the Stones, and that was tremendously exciting, as I've always loved those catalogues of songs. So if you get a chance, do go and check out Ryan Adams' album Heartbreaker, and you'll hear what I mean. But let's get back to another on Elton's album. This one tells the shocking story of the murder of a gay college student a few years previously. And this is a sickening reminder that for all the progress and hard work of all kinds of people, not much had seemingly changed since Elton's old friend Rod Stewart had told a similar tragic tale in his portrayal of the killing of Georgie in 1976. Joined by Rufus Wainwright on backing vocals, here's the juxtaposition of Elton and Bernie telling us a brutal story, and yet all wrapped up in music of extreme beauty.
Seen him playing in his backyard. A young boy just starting out. So much history in this landscape. So much confusion. So much doubt. Been there drinking on that front porch. Angry kids, mean and dumb. Looks like a painting, that blue skyline. God hates facts. Where we come from? Western skies don't make it right. Home of the brave don't make no sense. I seen a scarecrow wrapped in a wire, left to die on a high ridge fence. It's a cold, cold away. Give us your children, but it's your blood that stains their hands. Western skies don't make it right. Home of the brave don't make no sense. I've seen the scarecrow wrapped in a wire, left to die on a high ridge fence. It's a cold, cold wind. It's a cold, cold wind. It's a cold wind blow. Wyoming. Somewhere that road forks up ahead. To ignorance and innocence. Three lives drift on different winds. Two lives ruined, one life spent. Western skies don't make a right. Home of the brave don't make no sense. Scarecrow wrapped in a wire, left to die on a high ridge fence. It's a cold, cold wind.
The song that follows that on the album sounds to me like a distant musical cousin to Elton's hit from a few years earlier, Sacrifice. Along with Elton's return after several albums back to the piano, as opposed to keyboards, he's also joined on this album by the orchestrator who had contributed so brilliantly to many of the recordings we've heard in this series, Paul Buckmaster, whose string writing is brilliantly and reassuringly evident throughout this one.
Oh, it's carnival night, and they're stringing the lights around you, hanging paper angels, painting little devils on the roof. Oh, the furnace wind is a flickering of wings about your face in a cloud of incense. Yeah, it smells like heaven in this place. I can't eat, can't sleep, still I hunger for you when you look at me. That face, those eyes, all the sinful pleasures deep inside. Tell me how. Just a riddle goes from every corner of your life. Up in the balcony, all the Romeos are bleeding for your hand, blowing theater kisses, reciting lines they don't understand.
Original Sin. My next selection from this album, although written and recorded in the 21st century, sounds to me from a compositional perspective and from how it was recorded in the studio to being no different to how a song like Tiny Dancer had been approached. And why not, if it sounds this good?
I'm stoned in the twilight, screaming on the inside. Give me your water, help me survive. Gonna miss the sunlight when I lose my eyesight. Give me my red shoes, I wanna dance. They searched for an answer, but that old man wouldn't listen. Back then I was handsome, back then he was ignorant. And shave off the ears now, it's all inside my head. The boy in the red shoes is dancing by my bed. Somewhere, put them in a drawer. Take my red shoes, I can't wear them anymore. Had garlands in the wings back then, all the pretty little things back then. Back then I was Sigmund. Back then he wouldn't listen. Back then I was handsome. Back then he was ignorant. And shave up the ears now, it's all inside my head. The boy in the red shoes is dancing by.
Ballad of the Boy in the Red Shoes. Isn't that beautiful? Let's finish this episode off with the big single from the album, which incidentally was also used so brilliantly in the movie Rocketman. This one would also pick up a nomination at the 2002 Grammys.
I want love, but it's impossible. A man like me, so irresponsible. A man like me is dead in places. I another man feel liberated. And I can't love shop full of holes. Don't feel nothing, I just feel cold. Don't feel nothing, just old scars.
That concludes this episode of In a Lifetime, where we're celebrating all things Elton John. Thank you very much for joining me, and you can listen to this again whenever you like via the Listen Again page on the website. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.